Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. This is Mary with a story about a famous visitor to Indiana Yearly Meeting in the October of 1874. In late September and early October of 1874, Indiana Yearly Meeting was held at Richmond, Indiana. Each day, friends gathered to worship together, to listen to devotional exercises offered by ministers of the Yearly Meeting, and to open their hearts to the Spirit of Holiness. Among the topics of concern for friends in this area was temperance. Alan Jay and Elwood Osborne, both Quaker ministers, spoke against the use of alcohol. Their remarks evoked a response from a famous visitor, Sojourner Truth. The next day, the women's meeting heard an address on the topic of Christian motherhood. Sojourner Truth responded to this message as well, calling those women present to avoid what she called fashionable nonsense. No one knows what brought Sojourner Truth to visit Indiana Yearly Meeting, although she knew many friends as a result of her work on behalf of women's suffrage and the ending of slavery. Later, in October of 1874, Sojourner Truth attended a 10-year reunion of anti-slavery activists held in what is now Fountain City, Indiana. At that gathering, according to a local reporter, her speaking had a magical effect on the audience. She said, "There was a sight of dirt in the nation, and it would never be cleaned up until women got to voting. Men dirties up things, women clean up." Between the end of Indiana Yearly Meeting and the beginning of the anti-slavery conference, about 10 days, it seems likely, or at least possible, that Sojourner Truth visited with Walter and Susan Carpenter, former matron and patron of Earlham College. During the 1860s, the Carpenters had joined with other friends involved in relief efforts for freed slaves in the South, and they were surely present at Yearly Meeting when she spoke. A photograph of Sojourner Truth, similar to others she distributed to fund her travels, has been found in the Carpenter papers. This photo is currently in the Friends collection at Earlham College. We hope that additional research will reveal more about Sojourner Truth's visit to Richmond, Indiana, and her friendship among the Quakers here. Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Our project was funded by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice.